Hello and welcome to the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists first news podcast of 2022. Happy New Year to all you lovely listeners, whether you're a regular listener or you're a newbie to this podcast service. As always, with our monthly catch-ups, Derek Munn, the Director of Policy and Public Affairs at the RCSLT, is going to talk us through some key issues. Happy New Year, Derek.
And to you, Vicky.
Thank you. Okay, so as we go into a new year, I wonder if you can tell me and the listeners what are the sort of key areas of focus that you're looking at right now, please.
I'm going to mention one or two new things today, but I have to say that as the year begins, a lot of it follows on from what we were saying in December at the end of the year podcast, not least because of the ongoing effects of the pandemic on the NHS and the wider health and care system. So we at the Royal College remain acutely aware that the everyday reality for members is dealing with the pressures of the pandemic itself and what's arisen from that, with the effect that has on the expectations about how services are provided, about deployment and redeployment, about provision decisions. So we know that that's the context. On the positive side, we go into 2022 with the RCSLT's new vision agreed and our increased focus on service user co-production, on equality and diversity, and the things that are going to shape our vision going forward.
Great. So a lot happening. Okay. And I wonder if you can tell the listeners, please, what are the key developments in England that listeners need to know about?
Yes, of course. So mostly England only, although one or two things are UK-wide. The Health and Care Bill, listeners will know by now that this is a big piece of legislation going through the Westminster Parliament, which gives legal status to integrated care systems. We have been working in a range of coalitions. It's got to the main phase for us, which is what's called committee stage in the House of Lords. So committee stage because you can move amendments to the bill, and in the House of Lords because in the House of Lords there's less of a party whip. There's more opportunity for considered and independent debate. So we've worked with partner organisations on a range of areas, and we've already had some success with members of the House of Lords raising issues of concern to us, particularly around the allied health profession workforce and what's needed there. So we're going to continue to focus on that in the weeks ahead. There's one particular area that I want to focus on today, which partly comes out of the Health and Care Bill and partly is longer standing. And that's about regulation of the professions. So the government's long had a wish to reduce the number of healthcare regulators, and that's in part five of the bill, and could mean changes to the scope of the HCPC. Fine. But there's also an ongoing question about whether and which healthcare professions need to be regulated. And this is something that we are watching with huge seriousness. So there's a consultation out from now until the end of March, which is about the criteria for determining whether healthcare professions are regulated. Really just that one question in the consultation. And they only really propose one principal criterion, which is the safety of the patient, the safety of the public. They also clearly state that reasons for regulating the profession do not include the status and prestige of that profession. So, fair enough. We need to revisit work we've done in the past and build the case for why speech and language therapy carries risk and therefore needs to be regulated. And of course, we think immediately it would be around dysphagia procedures. But listeners will know that there's a whole heap of other areas where risk comes in, which is why we believe that we will need to continue to be regulated. There is no immediate or imminent threat, but this is such a huge issue that we want to be ahead of it and give it due priority and focus. The last thing to mention is that the new draft AHP strategy for England is out. Now, we've engaged with it. The first one was fine, but you have to say, okay, so you have an AHP strategy. What difference does that make at grassroots level? And we're asking those same questions about the new strategy, but we're pleased to see focusing it on racism, on equality, and on environmental sustainability for the first time as well.
So that's really interesting. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything elsewhere in the UK that you want to talk about?
A couple of things in the UK and abroad, actually. I thought I would just mention Wales, where we had a very helpful meeting with the Education Minister before Christmas in the context of what's called additional learning needs, what in England would be called special educational needs, in Scotland, additional support needs. So the new legislation on ALN is bedding down in Wales. We discussed that with the minister, and also some challenges we have about the links between where students are studying and where they get to work afterwards in the Welsh context. We're also going to be giving evidence to a Welsh Senedd committee later in the month around rehab. Next month, there will be virtually, but partly in Norway, I think of the Global Disability Summit, and we're working with international partners to make sure that communication disability is put on the agenda of the Global Disability Summit, particularly with the voice of people with lived experience.
Great, thank you. And that's a lot, but have we missed anything?
A couple more things, Vicky. I've been asked to mention the new Workforce Professional Network. So those of you who spend time on the RCSLT website will know that there are now professional networks in a number of areas. There's a newish professional network specifically for people who want to engage on challenges around workforce planning, provision and strategy. And you know, I've been asked to invite you to go and take a look at that if that's your area. If you're interested in the external impact of the profession and of the Royal College, we do now have the annual impact report on the work that my department has done in the last year, and that's now available on the website if you would like to look at it.
Wonderful, thank you very much.